Blog Talk Radio.
Well, this is my stance on what I feel about what I said on podcasts. You know, I start off with music, and then it's a variety of podcasts I talk about. Mostly music, and I talk about, you know, issues I go through. Now, the perception I believe, probably people think I'm too way out or whatever, but that's okay. You know, first of all, I'm an entertainer, and entertainers have a right to express themselves. You know, you can't censor me because that's my right to express myself. Even though the issues I may talk about are truthful, I'm an entertainer, so, or a freedom of expression, just like the press. So that's my right. Also, they have rules and regulations with podcasts. You know, there cannot be no threats. There cannot be no hatred. There cannot be no nothing. So I don't fit into that category, so I'm PG-13. So that's all I'm going to say on that. I always say it was a disclaimer. It's legal. And I don't regret what I say. I tell the truth. I remember there was a podcast that said I don't hang out with drug traffickers, drug addicts, you know, like cocaine addicts. I don't hang out with crack addicts, cocaine addicts, alcoholics, and criminals, gangbangers. I don't hang out with people like that. And if some people have an issue with that, then so be it. Who would hang out with people like that? Those people tend to be dangerous. They tend to hurt people. They tend to commit serious crimes against other people. I am not hanging out with people who are going to put my life in danger or hurt me mentally or physically. Criminals, no matter where they come from. And there's nothing wrong with saying that. I also want to say that while it is true, that it's honestly the truth, that if you put yourself in a negative situation or hang out with people who are negative, you're going to have negative consequences. That's absolutely truth. But I'm also going to say that people have the right to make their own choices. So it's just, you know, just see how, you know, it's just basic common sense. You have a right to make your own choices. If you want to hang out with someone who's evil or cruel, then that's your right. And it has been shown that through studies and through events and even in my own life that if I hang out with a crack addict or a dangerous person or someone who's negative or a negative consequence, it's always going to happen for me, and I'm just saying it in general. But people have a right to make their own decisions. I ain't telling anyone what to do. So that's how I say that's what I say. I mentioned several podcasts about my sexuality. I don't want to bring it up again. Yes, it is true. That's all I need to say. That's it. There's no question about it. If anyone have a problem with it, remember that no discrimination, or let's just say any type of discrimination is wrong. There's no excuse. Racism, homophobia, anti-Semitism is wrong. Period. And it's on podcasts with Spotify that they do not allow any type of homophobia or any type of bigotry. So I don't approve of any type of bigotry. And I don't hang around another type of bad people. I don't hang around with homophobes or religious zealots, like religious Christian zealots, you know, the ones who use their Christianity to make judgments on people and tell people what to do. Those people are negative, too. They're ignorant, and they can hurt people, too. And besides, the obvious example is that these people think that they're God, and they're not. No human being can be God, no matter what religion they are. So I don't. So I don't hang out with them either. I don't hang out with no bigots. Bigots are negative too. I do know that if you have bad experiences, like I have bad experiences, well, you have a good reason, whatever it is, but it's no excuse to be a bigot. I don't hang out with bigots. That is the truth. I said in podcast, some people will question about my music. Aspirations for 2024, I cannot say. But one thing is certain, I will not be releasing another demo in 2024. I've done it for I came out here in California, Los Angeles, 91. I made my first demo in 1992. So it's 31 years ago since I made my first demo. You think I'm going to do it for 30 years and still struggling? I don't think so. But there may be aspirations. I may do, as far as release music on my keyboard, I may write a keyboard. I don't know. I release so much. I release more music the last 10 years that some artists release in their whole lifetime. So it's a question mark. But I don't care what people think of me, with my podcast. The perception is I have a right to speak my mind, and that's the way it goes. And it's universally true that if you hang out with somebody who's a criminal, a drug addict, a gang banger, or a criminal, or, you know, a crack addict, or, you know, you don't want to hang out with people like that. They hurt people. They hurt you, too. But you have to make your own decision. You don't hang around with people like that. I never did. I ain't going to hang out with somebody who's a drug trafficker, a drug dealer. Oh, no. No way. I ain't going to hang out with no one who's a criminal. I ain't going to hang out with, or a low-functioning crazy person. Low-functioning, very sick, mental illness, crazy person. Someone who's got a diagnosis of whatever, depression, schizophrenia, and going around harassing, targeting me, because I had that happen quite a bit. So that's all I need to say. Good day, good night from Death Knight.